Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Grudge Talk with the Wow Man. Call now 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Grudge Talk.
Let's do it.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, good Wednesday evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Grudge Talk. I'm your host, the Wild Man Ron Thomas, and it is Wednesday. In case anybody want to go back and check out the show under the archives, Wednesday, the 20th day of May 2015. Without any further ado, let's make some phone calls right quick, because like I said, this is pre-arranged. It's off the top of my head. And as you know, I don't have any hair, so it slides down on a hot and shiny day. It's nice to talk about yourself, but anyway, I'll make some calls and then I'll say good evening to Long Island Joe.
How's everything? How you doing, Wild Man? How's everything?
Hey, I'm doing great. You're live on Grudge Talk, as you know, and I'm making some calls right now. So while I'm making the calls, I'll just ask you, how's everything going, my brother?
So far, so good. JC locked in with Candy Crusher last night.
Whoa! Hold on. Let me get Jay Barnes on the line, and I gotta hear this. You know, I'm always accused of not listening to other shows, but I did get a call from a show last night, and I jumped on the computer to see what they was talking about, and I answered the call, and nobody said nothing, so I hung up. But let me get Jay Barnes on here, and I tried to get Larry T. You know, he's out there doing his thing. And so sometimes it's hard to get him, so I said I'll get the next best thing. It's Long Island Joe. Now look at this. Jay Barnes is going to square up on me.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box.
I told you he was going to square up on me because I've been on his back, you know, about getting them results in. But if he don't come on, he don't come on. Uh-oh, what happened? Let me go back here, and I got to call a Long Island Joe back when I might inadvertently punch the wrong button and cut him off. I got to get him on because he was just telling me about a lock-in, and that's very exciting. So here we go again, get Long Island Joe back. And also, I'm trying to get Don Jay on the line because he's got a show coming up. And also, William Brown III. See if we get him back on. I don't know what happened to Long Island Joe.
Hello, Alan.
Did I cut you off or did you drop?
Yeah. No, you cut me off.
I know. I was trying to get out of calling Jay Barnes. So let me tell you, you said something about Goldie locking in. What?
Well, the Candy Crusher locked in with J.C. Richardson.
Oh, the Candy Crusher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's getting a back tie.
Who getting the back tie?
Candy Crusher.
Candy Crusher getting the back tie. Like he said, mm-hmm. He'll take anything that comes his way. Well, that's something good. So what else is going on the weekend?
The other races, but I locked in a race earlier this morning, Disturbing the Peace Nova, both of them conventional heads. Look just like yours. Conventional head, stock block, one piece, one system of peace, versus the Mount Holly boys with short dog driving. They locked in heads up. They locked up heads up today, this morning. They all got their little thing. Yeah, you know, Candy Crusher said, "Rock ain't safe." So I'm gonna let you know that. That's what he told me.
We say Rock ain't safe.
Rock yep. ain't safe either. It's a wow. Okay. They talking about running with Goldie.
With who?
Goldie. With Goldie's car, Rock. They
oh,
running
Rock
with Goldie's,
Goldie's car.
Car.
Yeah, well, you know, yep. Goldie's just got some more pressure, I guess, and they'll be testing it probably Thursday, and they'll be bringing it up. Right
okay.
now, I'm trying to get in Larry T. Are you there, Larry? Oh, it's still ringing. So, like I said, he's out there doing his thing on the other one. So, if I don't get it,
yeah.
we know all the deal was happening. So, you know, I'll just talk to you. And
oh, yeah.
If I don't get Jay Barnes, it's going to be the shortest show in history unless I get some hands up. So that's enough for
your call has been forwarded to an automated
Larry
voice messaging system.
All right.
Larry T.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, we're just going to scratch that. Larry T. Okay.
Yeah, we also got some contestants going inside the contest with the cake and pie contest there, you know, and it's getting a little, they're doing their little wages on the side there.
Now, a lot of people think that you just be talking when you be talking about these cooking contests now.
Oh, no. I put the money up. I have the judges there. I don't care. I'll take a matter of fact, how are you on sweet? Wow,
uh-huh.
man. How are you on sweets?
Oh, man, look, when my wife get in there and start cooking, lately, because, you know, we're expecting now, so she don't do a lot of baking anymore because she's trying to keep down, you know, the intake, you know.
Okay,
That sugar intake and everything. So, but nor ordinarily, she would be entering in that contest. Because
okay,
I guarantee Mo told you so that when she cook up a batch of cupcakes or cake or anybody, they be saying, how much you going to charge me to do that for my birthday or whatever? And I'm not kidding, you know.
Well, are you interested in being one of the judges? I needed one more from down south.
Larry going to have me running around so much that the only thing I'll be able to do is run by and grab something and keep on going.
Oh, no. We're going to have it. People are going to be, it's a little, it's getting a little hectic with the ones they say, and they want to see everybody. They want to see them taste it in front of them right there.
Yeah,
they don't
well,
want
see,
nobody knowing the names.
Yeah, you know, Larry T had a golf cart for me, and it'd be all over the place. I'd be way down there to hear. Wow, man, we need you up here. Excuse me, I go like, oh man, you know. So.
Okay, and also that day, you know, you make sure you come on by our trail and everything, because we got lamb chops, we got chicken, we got everything. We're going to be frying fish, we're going to do it all.
Yeah,
so.
I know. You know, I'll be up there and check everything out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, we have a... I mean, so far, the race is going down. JC has got 3 races locked in one day. I mean, I'm just looking at some of the guys that got races. You got Jeff Rogers. He's got 3 races locked in. You got Ben Ladin. He's got 2. You got, Racing Jason. He's got 2. You know, I mean, these guys, they've been locking in races. I mean, they're trying to get them in, and they got them at set times. That's what I like about it.
Right.
You know, we got 3 races, I think, coming off the trailer. So that's going to be interesting. I like that.
Well, I
no
got a hand
test
up.
Shot, no nothing.
Yeah, I got a hand just came up. I don't know if he want to talk to you or inadvertently push the 1 button. 770-6167, you're live on Grudge Talk with Long Island
Joe.
Still
a while, man. I got on there, Long Island Joe.
Okay.
Joe, I heard you say you want 1 load for that cake contest. Which I did talk to a guy today. And
okay.
He's cooking the cake to bring there.
He's cooking the cake to bring there?
Yes, he is.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I'm gonna have the neutral judges. We'll probably have 2 from the south, 2 from the north, and we have 1 from the west. That's gonna be Detroit Hood TV.
Okay.
And
Joe Simon. I talked to him today, and he's cooking the cake.
Okay. All right. We're going to see.
Walter,
I mean, like
man,
I said.
How you been doing, Walter, man?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, hanging in there.
Yep. How's your son doing?
Oh, he's doing okay. In fact, we're just getting right for Saturday. We got race this Saturday.
Okay, so y'all are going to be at William Brown's race.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and y'all got one locked in?
Yeah, we got Fountain on three, me and Money Mike.
Is that the race that me and you had out about?
That's the race.
Okay, well, you know, like, I ain't mad at you. You know, you still my buddy.
Oh, yeah.
But it be like that sometime, you know.
Yeah, that's the race, though.
Okay.
Well, you know what they said now, Walter, man.
I got two locked in for that day.
Wait a minute, Walter, man. That must have really made you mad, huh?
Got two locked in, and my son has called me today. Another guy from New York. He's coming down. Can we take the Willow Bars off? He's going to run us as well. I don't know if it's going to be a Larry T race or a Brown race. So he's going to ask for tomorrow. Which
Walter
race
Man, I'm a borrow one of your sayings. Now, you see, Walter Man, how I made you famous?
Yeah. Now, the guy from New York, is it the black Camaro that today going to run you?
No, this guy here got a beard. And he's want me to take the Willow Bars off.
Now
that's no problem.
That ain't your grandmother's Buick, is it?
Well, I figure if he bring the beer here, that's where I feel it is, because if he bring that to run me, he really, 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 really playing me.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting weekend.
Well, like they said, Walter, if you get past everything, and like they said, the boy said, he got the Camaro. He said he'll be waiting for you. We're going to do an 8 mile, quarter mile, whichever way you want.
Well,
low deck, one
quarter
mile,
or
nice.
That'd be an eight.
Yeah, he said he don't care. He said he just want to do something. He called me again today. I said, well, you got to find out how he makes out first in Virginia.
Okay.
They're going to have the cars there.
Okay, because we got two, and another guy called from New York also, so. I don't know here lately. They must have think of it's a piece of cake. That's why I want to keep landing on it.
Well, I guess we will find out soon. It ain't but a couple more days.
No, I'm heading home now to put that final tune up on it. Load on back up in the trailer.
I tell you, Long Island, I made him mad that day. I did something to him. I don't know what it was, but
I tell you, the whole thing was, I didn't know exactly where I was going to be. Boys running didn't want no problem. Matter of fact, I put my money up, a money in the van. Running didn't want no problem. I was just scared I might be someplace that I couldn't get back.
I know, but I was just, you know, I have to call it like I said. Hold on, somebody just put their hand up. It might be for you, Walter, man. 804-1792, you're live on Grudge Talk.
Hey, I'm on here because I hear one of the most respected grudge racers out there today on here, and his lovely wife is I think she was the Grudge Lady of the Year. Is that Walter Man out here?
Yeah, that's me.
Now, you know, Postop Joe says he talks about those funky ribs and talking with them ties, but I heard you put them funky ribs on the grill.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna have some over there also.
Okay, well, hey, don't let Long Island Joe get my cut before y'all do.
No.
Hold on.
See, you didn't hear everything, JB. Hold on, JB. You didn't hear everything.
How you knew this was me? I could have said this was anybody.
JB, you can't disguise your voice. You got to get one of them voice machines. But let me tell you, I'm going to tell you one thing now. I don't normally side with Walter Mann, but when he opened up that opening on that grill, you in trouble.
Okay, Wild Man, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. At Cecil County, I had the grills for skills, and Pro Stock Joe was one of the judges. Walter Man, they said, was on his way. He had the chicken sitting in his lap. He had the window down. He smelled the aroma. He said his chicken moved, so he threw him out the window on 95. So he didn't get in the contest.
Wild Man, I asked Wild Man to do, because I cooked my chicken at the house, because
I don't want him buying no teacher's chicken and stuff like that.
No, listen to me, though. When I'm in New York, I have no way of getting no grill at the racetrack. I'm riding with someone.
We had a grill for you, Walter. Cut that out now.
All right, we told you that. Let me tell you right now, Long Island. Let me tell y'all right now. My name is Les. I ain't in this mess. I'm just gonna be listening.
when you're riding with somebody, you know, else, you know, it's hard to tell me you won't bring some chicken stuff in that car. You know what I'm saying? So when he told me I had to cook it at the track, that kind of put me out.
But you didn't tell me. Wait. Hold up. We're gonna back up here. You told me no problem. We're gonna be there. And I'm gonna have that chicken. I'm gonna cook it.
I thought the guy that I was gonna ride with was gonna drive. Maybe when I told him I'm gonna bring that chicken, he told me he wasn't coming. But when I ended up down there.
Now tell Wild Man and JB how that chicken flew out that one.
But being on the real note side, I can beat that barbecue deal by myself.
Listen,
I'm be real about it now. Walter man was standing over there eating that chicken, tasting the chicken, and Matthew ain't tasted. I give you a chance, taste. He can use a little practice, but now see him grab another piece. And he's still eating, but he's talking.
I didn't give him one piece. All I want is
Pro Stock Joe said, Walter man, I think you might be in trouble.
No, Pro Stock.
Did he not say that? Yes, he did.
Ask him.
He said, Walter man, I don't know. Just like that. Mm. All I know is I ended up paying that man because he took all the competition away from everybody.
Hey, look,
I don't know what happened.
Now I'm gonna be honest with you. Now that guy's chicken could have been better, but I think what happened was you tried to rush him, and his chicken was burnt up. You know.
Hey, look, Wild Man.
Yeah.
There's a reason I'm on mute, and I'm gonna go and explain why I'm on mute. See, I'm gonna slide over. Now, see, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm a young cat, but I hung around with the old heads, and I learned one thing. And the old lady told me the other day, she said, David, she said, you know, it's almost like the old is easy. She said, David, let me tell you something. A man that can't cook is like a lame horse. I said, what do you mean? And she said, you know, a lame horse is like a man with a bad back. I said, what you do with those? He said, you take them out in the pasture and you shoot them. I said, damn. So with that being said, I'm going to have to get with Walter Mann and learn how to cook some of them funky ribs.
I said I ain't going to get in it. My name is Les. I ain't going to be in this mess. I'm just going to listen and punch him up.
So Les is what happened, Les. Even when I was in high school, my 12th year in high school, see, I took up on me. I took that course up. This way here, and just in case a woman want to act crazy, I know I cook myself.
Yeah, well, I'm trying.
Wild Man calling somebody. Hold on. I'm on mute.
I'm called world famous Jade Barnes. Man,
I'm definitely on mute. Cause, look, how you going to put another man in here that can't cook? I'm on mute.
Well, see, he messed around. I called him 3 times, and he wasn't there, so I had to call him back again. And he got in on the cooking part of the show.
That's the busiest man in 50 states.
I know. And I'm glad we don't have 52 because he still would be the busiest. Look, he ain't even said nothing. He got three phones going at the same time.
Look, I'm going to give you all the reason. He on mute because Walter Mann told him don't breathe loud with that zookeeper. Lord Jesus. Lord have mercy.
Oh, no, no. Walter Mann. Everybody be quiet. Walter Mann, you told Jay Barnes what?
No. I got to try to take care of what I already got on the table.
You told Jay Barnes you treat him like he was the Los Angeles Clippers and you was playing for the Houston Rockets?
No, in the last called me about racism than I ever had.
Larry, Long Island Joe, what did I say I made him?
Yeah, you made him famous.
That's right.
This is what I heard now. I heard that he was going to treat the zookeeper like that piece of chicken he threw out the window. Lord Jesus Christ.
Man say he couldn't take it with him, so he threw it out the window. J-Rodge, how you doing?
I'm doing real well, man. Sound like y'all having a pretty good time already today.
Man, we're having a ball on here. Lord have mercy.
We're waiting on you, because Walter Mann said you bet not have that car nowhere he's at.
Oh, God, say it again.
Walter Mann said you bet not have that car nowhere that he's at.
Jay,
he's going to have a chicken in his lap.
Do it, Jay.
He's going to have a chicken in his lap, and it ain't going to have no feathers on it.
Hold on one second, y'all.
See what happened? See? Can't take Walter Mann nowhere without him getting in trouble. God almighty.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to get off this mic because I'm still at work, but I will see y'all Sunday if everything works out.
All right.
I wish you luck, Walter Mann, on your race on Saturday. And hope the best for you. Because
hey,
I'm going to tell you, you ain't going to be able to come on the radio if you lose Saturday.
Well,
hey,
I put this way here for you off the show. If that man beat me Saturday and let him out of my car, he deserved to win.
I know, but you know you want the repercussions if you win, right?
Well, right now, I feel like it ain't gonna be no contest. I feel like he's gonna give me the fuck out money. That's my theory.
I'm gonna tell you something. That's one thing I gotta say about it. They ain't gonna back out.
Well, I hope it don't back out. Cause I want three.
I know. I can tell you. Only way they can back out is if the motor had dropped out. That's the only way.
Well,
they is not gonna back off.
Well, you know, I don't normally go to the Virginia race. I usually just go to Larry T's race. But Walter Mann say he got some races locked in. I'm going, and
okay.
Well, I gotta
man,
see.
Well, man, you know something? With a small tire class, it's gonna be fun down here.
Yep. Yeah, well, I'm just gonna come and I'm gonna tell whoever it is that I'm with that car right there, and I'm gonna watch it leave. And if it win, I'm gonna be jumping up and down like everybody else. And if he lose, I'm gonna hide. I'm gonna sneak away. I ain't gonna lie about it. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
I ain't planning on losing. I got a lot of guys coming to see this race here because they believe in me, and I got to try to hold up and let them see exactly what's going on.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, y'all hold on, because it's time. We done had enough fun. It's time for me to beat up on Jay Barnes and everything.
Okay, well, I'm going to get back to work here, so I'll be seeing y'all Sunday.
All right,
y'all take care.
I'll see you, Long Island. Okay.
Okay.
Jay Barnes.
All right, take care.
Jay Barnes, you done ran one person off the show. See, there he is, working them three phones he got. All right, Jay, unmute your phone, because I ain't got you muted. You can tell when Jay comes back, because he have all kind of background noise. He have the TV on, checking the sports channel, the news channel, and everything else. Jay Barnes, you got to call him three or four times. You know that, JB.
Yeah, Jay, oh my. I don't know what to tell you about that guy. I really don't.
He's going to come back and he's going to say, I heard you, Wild Man.
Wild Man, you sure you and Jay Barnes didn't go to the same high school or something?
No, I went to school in Chicago, Illinois. Yep.
You from Ben's side of town.
Yep, I'm from the south side. I had to fight my way into CBS and fight my way out. And before then, I was out there with Calumet. And I was at Harlan High School, and over there we used to have railroad track separators. And man, let me tell you, I used to have to fight across the tracks, throw rocks across the tracks, run from across the tracks. I said, enough of this, you know.
Hey,
that's what happened.
Hey, Wild Man, help me out. I got to know, because I'm going to be there Saturday and Sunday. Walter Mann, I want to know who's, you know, I can't say the word, but who's hind punts that Walter Mann is going to get a piece of Saturday so I might can know where to put my money.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Let me ask that. I put my money, the first race, on Walter Mann.
Oh, who he running? Who he running?
Tell him, Walter Mann.
Will, Long Island Will, and Money Mike. They're coming on motor against my Nikes.
If they're coming on motor, I'm only guessing it's one car. What is it, a Mustang?
No, it's a Cutlass, O's.
What's that car called? The Buick?
There's another race out in New York.
Oh, okay. All right, that's one. I know Money Mike well. All right, then who the other two?
Okay, other one is We Be Racing. They out of Virginia with a Mustang.
Right, what car are you running in with?
My son car. Same car, same gray car.
Same car.
The Malibu.
The Malibu.
We'll do all three of the races with the same car.
That's the banana boat, but it ain't yellow. I call it the banana boat, but it ain't yellow.
Banana boat? Oh, no.
They maybe just said I didn't want it to. So I said, well, that car has been sitting for 2 years in the garage, won't bother nobody. I brought it out on paper.
I know your son. Me and your son, every time I go out of town for a race and y'all around, we always at the same hotel. I never get to meet you, but I think I'd have met your son. Is your son about 6'2", 6'3", taller guy?
Probably 5'9".
He looked like he's 6'2", 6'3", when he said it next to Walter, man.
I know who your son is. All right. Now, there's another guy that always comes with y'all, too, that's taller, kind of tall.
Kind of tall, be with us. Where were you at that I can tell you who it was? My nephew. You might have seen my nephew. My nephew be with sometime also.
How tall is he?
He's a taller guy.
Right.
Because I met y'all when y'all were at. I met y'all at Outer Bay, and I think I met y'all. Where else were we? We were somewhere else, and I met him at the hotel. And we always get together. And I seen him about two or three times. And I said, Lord, I know the Midnight Express and them somewhere.
You probably met him at Outer Banks, and then at Outer Banks, and at Outer Banks again. that's Walter Mann's stumping ground. You go to Outer Banks, all you got to do is just start sniffing, and you smell the cue, and that's where Walter Mann is at.
Well, see, one thing, with the Midnight Express, in the South there, everybody I got to run, they broke the chain and got away, and they ain't trying to go back and find them either.
I know that's right. Yep. Jay Barnes, unmute your mic, Jay. Jay in there trying to get some stats together so he can talk about these points.
I think that's what he is trying to. Man, he'd already put out an APB. Man, Wild Man, with this week coming up, I'm going to tell you like this, with all these races, Lord have. And when I say that you got locked in races, I guarantee you got about 10 or more locked in races and about 4 to 5 races going on this week.
That's right. And all of them is within his 25. All over the country. They working. Yeah. So I know what he's doing. He's probably trying to get that spreadsheet together that he ain't done because he say he don't have enough time half the time. But, you know, like I said when I started, I said, it's going to be the shortest show in the world. I had a feeling, you know. And then I had some people that called the show. They was from Cuba, and they was trying to find out what the Grudge Racing was. And they still on, but can't get nothing from Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. want to be world famous, you know.
You said you got some Cubans over here?
Yeah, but they ain't on right now. They on. They mic is muted. They said they were just gonna listen. you know, since Obama kind of relaxed things, you know, they ready to go racing. They got all them old cars over there. Man, they got some old cars over there that's worth money. They're everyday drivers. Yeah. Jay Bonds. I'm going to have to call him again. Hold on, because something must have happened. Y'all bear with me for a minute, because I'm gonna mute his mic and call him back, because I know that something had to happen. I'm going to just disconnect him and dial him again, because he doing all
I'm
that.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not.
Yeah, he running his mouth, but I'm going to keep on trying. I'm going to try him three times, and after that, man, I'm going. They done got me hungry.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box.
I guess he thought I was going to put him on the hot seat and everything. I know what to do. I'll do it like this. Y'all bear with me. Don't go nowhere. Yeah. So he can run, but he can't hide. Yeah. This is a machine just broke to the house. It's very hot. Hey, calling me, asking me, do I know anybody that can fix air conditioner. I get out of here. You know, I was doing the show. Jay Bonds got me in limbo. This the last time. If not that, I'm going to switch over and let y'all go on and jump on BET. And I'm not talking about Black Entertainment Television. BET. I forget what his little slogan. Yeah. All right, let's try Jay Bonds again, y'all. See what happens. Yeah. Yeah, this time he can pick it up because it didn't go straight to voicemail. Yeah. He's so busy. That's one way to. But I'm not going to talk about Jay Bonds anymore because he's a for real guy. Jay Bonds, you live on Grudge Talk.
Wow, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can't go on mute no more. These people, we got people from Cuba on this phone, Jay.
Trying to find out. Uh-huh.
You know, really, that they were here that show yourself, I appreciate you having that show now that I think about it. Because by having that show, the other party thought that I was not going to get put the punk out of mine up. You know, and I got to second myself. I said, maybe Jay, I might not put mine up, and maybe it's plan on tricking me.
Well, you know that. The truth will set you free. That's all I say. Jay Bonds, where you been, man? You been on mute. I done called you five times.
Hey, man, Italian, you know, we're going to a big race this weekend, a big safe race, I hope, this weekend. And I'm trying to get things, you know, I'm going to leave out tomorrow, headed up to Morocco, Indiana, to the King of Grudge, man. And so, so I've been ripping and running a little bit, still got my day still going, and that's why I'm back and forth. I'm still getting calls in and different things like that. But what's going on with you today, Wild Man? I see you got JB and the Division Grudge Racer of the Year, Walter Mann, on the phone.
That's right.
But Walter Mann, what award did you win, Walter Mann?
Frontier.
The pioneer of the year, you know, and what your wife get, wife of the year. Now listen, I want everybody to know, we had a whole lot of people that wanted to be, you know, women that was contesting and wanted to be in the running for the Grudge Wife of the Year. But I want to know, but listen to this now. You know that, and there's a lot of folks mad right now but listen, when it was reviewed, man, what wives have been in it and endured as much as Ms. Mann and hung in there and supported her husband like she had? I mean, We had to get it started, you know.
Yeah, now it would have been a neck and neck battle. You would have had to give out two awards, because now that award means so much in my book, because it's a wife that stands behind her man. You don't never hear her talking that craziness or anything else.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And the only other wife there is that stand back, stand alongside their man and cook that food and feed everybody is Baldy's wife. So those two, it should have been, you should have mm-hmm. gave away two, you know. But you gave it to a good person, you know, and nothing taken away from her. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I got to really say, ever since for 1966, I've been drag racing. Regardless of what I do, I win or lose, she's there.
Did you say 1906?
1966.
Oh, okay. All right.
My phone
is acting up.
Hey, J-Bone. Walter Mann has got three locked-in races this weekend, J-Bone. Three.
Walter Mann is a bad man. He's a bad man.
Hold on, y'all, for a second, because when this number come up, I got to stop everything. 706-9513, you're live on Grudge Talk.
Yeah, wild man. I appreciate you doing that, because I did want to just come in on that, what Jay Barnes just said. First off, I want to thank Jay Barnes for letting me establish that wife of the year. And wild man, your wisdom is just an outrageous, man. You done mess me up now, because Baldy wife probably was going to get it this year, and it might not be no surprise if she do, because you already done said it.
Well, she got it. Them two was running together. They were switching in the kitchen together. You know.
Yeah.
Every time you go to the track, both of them, you go to them. You don't go say, hey, yeah. Walter Mann or Baldy. You go speak to the wife first.
But wow, man, the bigger picture is, like you just said, a lot of people didn't realize this here. Me and Jay Barnes got together, and we realized that the wives play a great part, and we never recognized the wives. So, like I said, I want to thank Jay Barnes for allowing that to be one of the categories, and that just shows you that, you know, Grudge Inc. is looking at the broad picture and not just a closed mind picture. And I thank you, Jay Barnes. I thank you, Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc. for that.
That's right. All right.
Hey, you know, he done said something like, good, now, wild man. Now, one of the wives that really don't take no shit. I got to get that. Don't take no shit. I got to revamp that. Jay Barnes, he going to go on mute on this one, but Jackie don't take no stuff off Jay Barnes. I'm on mute.
Say that
again? Well, I know that's why sometimes it's hard to get Jay Barnes.
Listen to this. Let me tell you something, y'all. I don't think, again,
you know,
going
the
back
phone,
to the...
The phone ring and she go like, who is that? Yeah, that's Willie Dawg. And?
Hey, but that goes back to...
Jay, don't paint yourself in a corner. We understand.
I'm talking about that. The fact that there's a lot of thought, preparation going into these awards, that people don't understand. Like I said, now, going back to that, that wife of the year was something that Dawg had been working on for a while. If y'all remember, when we was in Fayetteville, Dawg got, whose wife you got up on that, Dawg?
Terry's wife, or AC?
AC wife be with him a lot of times, and she don't even be out there when we be talking that crazy.
And see, listen to this, what I'm trying to say was working on that. Way back then, it was no award at that time, you know, but he would still recognize the wife for their support. And it took us some years to kind of, you see, it takes extra time, you know, to get this stuff together, you know. And so, And so that's what I'm trying to say is that all these people who are always complaining about how easy it is to make it left or right, you know, it requires time and effort, you know.
I know how it goes. Yep. And, dog, you need to text a little bit faster so Jay Bars can read a little faster. No, I'm just playing.
No, I had background noise while I've been there. I was on mute. I see what they're saying now. If you're driving it and try to get this thing, it'll take you a while to come off mute.
Well, I tell you what, if you drive it, don't be texting, you know. Yeah. But I realize all that, you know, and I'm glad you did that, dog, because, you know, you got to recognize these guys. They put up with a whole bunch of stuff, you know.
But Wild Man, I got to say this here because I know you should have gotten that to you, Wild Man. I told everybody, I fell out my goddamn chair. I fell out the bed. I'm still falling down now. Wild Man, first off, congratulations on your wife being pregnant. But Wild Man, I thought you were shooting blanks, man. You too damn old to be having blanks.
No, I'm not. You know, that's what I keep trying to tell everybody. You know, the heart is, man. That's all it is. You know, and so you know, that's all it was to it.
Hold on, hey, dog. No, what you just telling me?
Wild Man, I thought you were joking when you said that.
When Wild Man
said
his wife was pregnant, I fell out my goddamn chair, man.
Wild Man. Yeah. Wild Man, you it'd be something that you got a starch in more than just your damn pants. You got more than just your pants get stiff?
No, I don't starch my pants. There's no crease down the front. I ain't that kind of guy. See, you gotta look at them old guys and see if they starch their pants and they have a crease in the middle, then they done. They through. Okay. The only thing they can do is run up alongside of you and cut you with that crease in the middle. I don't have no creases in mine.
Hey, Jay Ball's got them creases too, Don. Jay Ball's got them creases. I do too.
Yeah, well, Willie Dog, I know you. I know why you got creases. You try to fool people, see. You know, don't nobody know Willie Dog like I do. You know.
Working for the station.
Hey, look, you can go back and you can do like 1999, Willie Dog. I can tell you what he did that year. 2000, I can tell you what he did that year. 2000.
Damn, wow, man.
I can go all the way back. He know it, too. Yep. I can get you the history on Willie Dog. I can tell you when he could run, and I can tell you when he still tries to run. I can tell you who he was running after, and I can tell you who was running after him. Now, can't I, Willie Dog?
It's my baby.
Funniest thing alive. If you could have seen it.
I'm going on mute.
Yeah. If may his soul rest in peace. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. One can't run, the other one too fat. So they was trying, they were doing the old trailer bit. Neither one of them could jump over the trailer or go up top of the trailer. I laughed.
That one is Jackson, was it? That
yes,
one
was
Jackson, was it? I was
that Jackson. Yep. See, I can tell you good things about Willie Dog. I can tell you bad things about Willie Dog. But I ain't going to do it because I don't want him to not make it into the Georgia Grudge Racer, Georgia Sports Hall of Fame.
Hey, don't let me go get Pro Stock Joe on your ass.
Hey, you know what I said. Walter Mann know what I said, too.
I know what you said. I know what you meant, too.
Yeah, see? So, you know. And like I told Dog, I always tell Dog, sometimes the Comedy House Theater is closed down in Augusta. You know. But, you know, he's all right with me. Anytime I'm on the mic and my wife say, there's Dog over there, I say, I'm going to leave Dog alone. You know. And that's the way it is. Yep. But, we're going to be all over the place. Jay Barnes is going to be in Indiana. Dog, you going to Virginia and Maryland?
No, I think I'm just going to make one of them wild, man.
Oh, okay. Well, see there, I got to go to Virginia now because I got to see this Walter Mann race.
Dog, what do you think about that race?
Huh?
I think Walter ought to, I'm like you, I think Walter ought to win that one with that first one. I think he ought to win that one.
That's right.
Anything could happen to him.
Yeah, he ought to win that one from the get-go, from the get-go. Yeah.
Dog underestimated me. On that particular race, it doesn't go right wrong with my car. I'm going to play the gap, man. Then I'm going to come back again.
Well, I say you ought to win that one. Well, look here.
Yeah.
Wow, man, I got some business I got to take care of right from jump out, man. I just wanted to come on and holler at y'all, man.
Appreciate it, dog, because we're getting ready to jump out of here in a few minutes. I'm going to go to Jay Barnes and see if he got anything else up because I know he's trying to get some things happening for this weekend. So, Jay, you still there? Jay done dropped already.
No, I'm here. I'm just on. I mean, I got the noise behind me.
So, what else is going on, Jay? Because I know you've been focusing on this big race coming up in Indiana, and so you ain't. I'm gonna give you a pass today. I ain't even ask you about nothing. I'm just gonna ask you about the races because if you go on the internet, it says the big weekend is here. Where are you going to? The Midwest, the North, or how about the Dirty South? So that's all I'm gonna ask today.
Right, and listen to this, man. Let me tell you one of the good things that this is going to do for everybody, too, is that we got races going on all over everywhere.
Mm.
And ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody, you know, everybody racing. Ain't nobody crying about no dates and nobody, you know. And see, you know, and now everybody can really go wherever they go.
That's right.
You know,
because no matter where you go, is somebody there that wants you. You know, if you in that top 25, you can go anywhere you want to go.
Go, that's right.
South, Midwest or the Dirty South, and somebody will be standing there waiting on you to come through the gate. And you come through the gate, they'll say, "Lock it in." You know, because it's getting back to the way grudge racing was. You don't have to lock it in 2 or 3 weeks ahead, Walter Mann, in order to race. If you want to race, it like used to be like, if you there, it's on. Yep. So with that in mind, anything else, J-Bar?
No, that's good for me.
All right. Well, next week, I'm expect for you to give me a whole big old report on the points. Because I ain't even going to stick around and talk about it. JB, anything else on your mind? JB done dropped too. Okay, what about you, Walter Mann? Anything else?
Well, all I want to say was when we had that discussion before, you opened my eyes and you made me think and made me go ahead and put that money up. This way here, either I'm going to win something or I'm going to lose something.
That's right. If you want to race, you will make it to the track. And there ain't no maybe. You know, so like you told me you was going to make me famous if you race me, I didn't have to race you to make you famous. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to let y'all go because everybody's taking care of business, getting ready to hit the road. I won't be hitting the road until probably Friday night, and I will see everyone in Virginia and in Maryland. And Jay Barnes, you listen to the show because you know I'm going to do two live broadcasts, and I don't know what time, but I'll post it. And it'll be on NT Grudge Racing. So like I always say, until next time, I'll see you at the races.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.